بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds, the things that we do. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. Excuse me. Have the taqwa of Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah who created you from a single soul. And this was our father Adam. And from him he created his mate, his wife. And this is our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And honor the family ties. Once again, honor the family ties. For verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah. Fear Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with another day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to die in a state of al-Islam, in a state where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's pleased with us. He's happy with us. And He forgives us our sins. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder for myself and for you. And this is something that many of us, we fall into. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes not on purpose. And this is lying. Kadiba. Lying. Telling lies, not telling the truth. And this is something that you see everywhere. It's become the norm for people to lie. The politicians, they lie like it's nothing. People, ourselves, we lie like it's nothing. And the more that you lie, the easier it gets for you to lie. And so inshallah, today is going to be a warning for myself and for you to be from the people who tell the truth. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the last ayah that I recited. O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. Remember, Allah is watching you. And always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He reminds us, ما يلفدو من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Not a single word does he utter. This is us. Not a single word comes out of our mouth except that there's somebody there ready to put it down. Ready to write it down. Ready to record what it is that we say. And on Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these recorders that are with us, these angels that are recording everything that we say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on Yawmul Qiyamah, وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ أَتِيدٌ. On Yawmul Qiyamah, these recorders, they're going to come and they're going to say, Oh Allah, here it is. Here is what I recorded. Here is everything that they did and everything that they said. So brothers and sisters, we need to watch what comes out of our mouths. Remember, what comes out of our mouths is either going to testify for us or is going to testify against us. What comes out of our mouths, the words that come out of our mouths, either is going to help us tomorrow when we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is going to hurt us. May Allah make us from the truthful people. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the ayat that I already recited, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah and say a straightforward word. Say a word that is straight. Say the truth. Don't lie. Nobody likes liars. Nobody likes liars. Nobody likes it when people lie to them. Nobody likes it when they hear somebody else telling a lie. It can't be that you tell somebody a lie and somebody there knows that you're lying, except that in their sight, you've gone down. You've gone down. Because why? Because you've shown them that you're a liar. Brothers and sisters, it should be enough of a warning for us to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hated kadiba. He hated lying. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, ما كان خلق أبغس أبغدا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من القدر. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, there was not a behavior that was more hated to the Messenger of Allah than lying. Rasulullah, he hated lying. Aisha, she said, وَلَقَدْ كَانَ رَجُلُ يُحَدِّثُ إِنْدَ نَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ بِالْكِذْبَةِ. She said, a man would lie in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah, he knew that the man was lying. And she said, فَمَا يَزَالُ فِي نَفْسِهِ حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ أَنَّهُ قَدْ أَحْدَثَ مِنْهَا تَوْبَةً. Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, she said that if a man lied in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah, he couldn't rest easy. He couldn't be at ease with himself until he knew that this man, he made tawbah. He asked for repentance. He asked for forgiveness for this lie that he told. Excuse me. This is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of us, we say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how many of us, we lie? How many of us, this is part of what we do? We tell lies all the time. We tell lies to the people. We tell lies at our job. We tell lies to our wives. We tell lies to our kids. And there's an exception when it comes to the wives, and I'm going to talk about that later on. But we tell lies for different things, for different reasons. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us about lying. He warned us about lying. Because lying, it has an effect on us. Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he said, Anni nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Alaykum bisidqi. Rasulullah said, it is for you to be truthful. He said, فَإِنَّ صِدْقَ يَحْدِي إِلَى الْبِرَّ. He said, it is for you to be truthful because truthfulness, it leads to al-birr. Al-birr is like the highest state of righteousness. So Rasulullah is saying, it's for you to be truthful. You need to be truthful because being truthful leads to al-birr, this righteousness. And all of us, we want to be from the Salihin. So we have to be truthful. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ بِرَّ يَحْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And this righteousness, it leads you to paradise. It leads you to Jannah. If you're truthful. And then Rasulullah said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْقَدِبْ. And I warn you about lying. Rasulullah said, I warn you about lying. فَإِنَّ الْقَدِبَ يَحْدِي إِلَى فُجُورٍ. He said, because lying, it leads to fujur. Fujur is like rebelliousness. Fujur is like the bad things, bad behavior, evil things. And Rasulullah said, "Wal fujura yahdi ila nar." And fujur, the bad behavior, the lying, it leads to the nar. It leads to the hellfire. Brothers and sisters, that right there should be enough of a reason for us to not want to lie. Because anything that leads to the hellfire, we want to put a distance between ourselves and it. None of us want to go to the hellfire. But how many of us lie? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَإِنَّا رَجُلًا لَيَقْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. Rasulullah said, and a man, he will go on lying. He'll keep on lying. And the more that we lie, the easier it gets. The more that we lie, the easier it gets to tell lies after that. And Rasulullah said, a man, he will go on lying. He'll keep on lying until he's written down with Allah as a liar. He's written down with Allah as a liar. Brothers and sisters, what kind of day can we expect on Yawmul Qiyamah if Allah has already written us down as a person that lies? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, he was a famous sahaba. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, he said this. He said, a believer, he might fall into many bad things. A believer, a Muslim, he might fall into many bad behaviors, except for lying. He said, a believer won't fall into lying. So brothers and sisters, if we're from the people that lie, what does that say about our iman? What does that say about our state of faith? If we're from the people who lie. Brothers and sisters, all of us know the hadith of the super nasiha. This is what I like to call it. The hadith of the super advice. The super advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to a sahabi. Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he said that upon occasion, I said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, hadithni bi amri at-tassimu bih. Upon occasion, Sufyan, he said to the Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. Give me some advice that I can hold on to. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the Messenger of Allah, he gave him some very short advice. Very short advice. He said to him, قُلْ رَبِّي اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. He said, say, my Lord is Allah, and then hold fast to that. That was it. Say, my Lord is Allah, and then hold fast to this. But Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, مَا أَخْوَفُ مَتَحَافُ عَلَيَّ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what do you fear most for me? What should I be on guard against? What should I be looking out for? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he did. فَأَحَادَ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ هَذَا. Rasulullah, when he was asked about this, what do you fear most for me? What should I be on guard against? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed a hold of his tongue. He grabbed a hold of his tongue and he said, This is what I fear most for you. So brothers and sisters, we need to watch our tongues. Make sure that if our tongues go to say some words, make sure that what we're saying is the truth. Don't be from the people who lie. And as I said, nobody likes a liar. Nobody likes a liar. And once you get the reputation among the people that you're a liar, the people, they're not going to feel good about you. The people, they won't want to deal with you. The people will never trust you. And the people, they won't have good things to say about you. We should reflect. The Arabs during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were many things. There were many things. They were criminals. They were murderers. They were highway robbers. They were cheats. But there's one thing that they didn't like. One quality that they didn't like. Even they drew the line at this. And that was lying. Kadiba. Lying. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, while he was still a mushrik, while he was still an idol worshiper, he tells the story. One time he says, we were in a caravan and we were traveling through a Sham. They were on a caravan and they were traveling when they got a letter from Heraclius. Heraclius was the Roman emperor at the time. So he summoned them to come to him because he wanted to ask them questions about this person who was saying he was a messenger. And he's talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Sufyan at that time, he was one of the biggest enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had not yet become Muslim, so when he got this letter from the emperor, he ran to go. Now was his chance to do something. Now was his chance to do something to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he got in front of Heraclius, he had all his important people there around him. And here comes this party of the Arabs with Abu Sufyan. And what the Heraclius did was he said, who is the closest one from among you to this man, Muhammad? Who's the closest one? Abu Sufyan, he said, I am. I'm the closest one to him in family. So Heraclius, he says, come forward. He says, come forward, I'm going to ask you questions. Of course, he did this through a translator. So Abu Sufyan is standing in front of Heraclius, the emperor. And Heraclius, what he does is this. He tells the rest of the people that are with Abu Sufyan to stand behind him. Stand behind him. And he says, I'm going to ask him questions. And if he lies, you tell me. If he lies, you tell me. And so now he began to ask Abu Sufyan about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan, he hated Rasulullah. He wanted to hurt, do whatever he could to hurt him, to hurt Islam and the Muslims. But he said, Wallahi, he said, I swear by Allah, if it wasn't for the fact that I would hate for the people to think that I was a liar, I would have lied. But I couldn't. Why? Because he didn't want the rest of the people to think he was a liar. SubhanAllah. So even these people, before they became Muslim, they hated lying. So how is it that today the Muslims, we lie? What does this say about us? Brothers and sisters, realize that lying is from nifaq. Lying is from hypocrisy, and hypocrisy is from lying. The two go hand in hand. And we already know that the lowest place in the hellfire is for who? The munafiqs, the hypocrites. The people who say one thing and they do another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith that all of us know, Ayyatul munafiqil talaf. Rasulullah said the signs of a hypocrite, the characteristics of a hypocrite are three. All of us, we know this hadith. Rasulullah said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَدَبُ. When he says something, he lies. That's the first sign of a hypocrite. When he says something, he lies. وَإِذَا أَوْتُمِنَ خَانْ. And when he is trusted, when somebody trusts him, he betrays that trust. He doesn't deliver that trust. How many of us, we betray the people? People trust us with something. Maybe it's money, maybe it's business, maybe it's family, maybe it's property. And we betray that trust. This is from nifaq, brothers and sisters, from hypocrisy. And the third thing Rasulullah mentioned, وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَحْلَهُ. And when he makes a promise, he does what? He breaks the promise. I promise tomorrow I'm going to do this for you. And tomorrow comes, something happened, you know. You make up some excuse. You tell your children, I'm going to do this, we're going to do that. And then when it comes to deliver, you make excuses. You tell your wife this, you tell your husband that, and you break the promise. Brothers and sisters, if a believer makes a promise, we need to try to do everything we can to deliver on that promise. Don't be from the people who are the munafiqs, because this is what they do. Brothers and sisters, take care of your hearts. Take care of your hearts. The same way in this dunya, if something happens to our heart, we have problems with our heart, we run to the hospital. We run to the doctor to make sure that our hearts, they're sound. Make sure our hearts, they're good and strong. Why? Because if the heart goes, we go. If there's something wrong with our heart, we can't keep living. What about the heart that's on the inside, the heart that really matters? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to say, La yazalul abdu yaqdibu wa tunkatu fi kalbihi nuktatun sawda. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he was the young servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this. He said that a slave continues to lie. A slave continues to lie, and every time that he lies, there's a black spot that forms on his heart. Every time that he lies, a black spot forms on his heart. حَتَّى يَسْوَدَّ قَلْبُهُ كُلُّهُ فَيُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْقَالِبِينَ. He said, until his heart, it becomes totally covered with blackness. His heart becomes totally covered with blackness. Why? Because he keeps lying. He keeps deceiving the people. Untruths keep coming out of his mouth. And all of this keeps adding dark black spots to his heart until his heart, it just totally becomes black. And then he's written down with the law from the Kadhibin, from the liars. So why does this matter? So what? My heart is black, so what? Why does it matter? Because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قَلَّ بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Nay, but on their hearts is a covering. On their hearts is a covering because of what they used to do. A covering because of what they used to do. How many of us want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a black heart? How many of us, we want to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah gave us a pure heart. Allah blessed us with Islam. Allah brought light to our heart, and then we turn around and make it dark because we lied to the people. How many of us want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that? And if we do, is it going to be a good thing? No. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Yawm al-Qiyamah, لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah says, Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of standing, that the people, they're not going to be benefited by their wealth. They're not going to be benefited by their children. The only thing that's going to benefit a person is if he comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. With a pure heart. So brothers and sisters, my nasiha to myself as well as to you is let's stop the lying. Let's stop the lying. Don't tell any more lies. Tell the truth, even if it's against yourself. Tell the truth, even if it's against yourself. You do something bad, own up to it. Ask for forgiveness from the person. Ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we make mistakes. But don't lie to cover up the mistakes. Don't lie to get what you want from this dunya. Don't lie to get something from someone else. Speak the truth for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already said, if you speak the truth, it may be that Allah will correct for you your deeds. Because all of us, we're imperfect. And He will forgive you your sins. And this is the ultimate victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgives us. Come in, brother, please, inshallah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiruka li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabihum bi ihsan ila yawm al-din. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, we already said that lying, kadiba, is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he hated. He hated this quality in the people. He hated for the people to lie. If that's not enough of a reason for us to give up lying, then how about if you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hates it too? How about if you know that Allah hates it when we lie? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. O you who believe, why do you say that which you don't do? Allah is saying, O you who believe, why do you say that which you don't do? In other words, why do you lie? And Allah says, قَبُّرَ مَقْتًا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It is most hateful in the eyes of Allah for you to say that which you don't do. Allah hates it, brothers and sisters, when we lie. So brothers and sisters, I advise myself as well as you to give up lying. Give up lying and do it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it because tomorrow we're going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us, we want our hearts to be pure and clean when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I advise myself as well as you, make tawbah for the lies you've already told. Give the people their rights if you've taken their rights because of something that you lied about. Do right by the people as far as your promises go. Do right by the people as far as their trust goes. If somebody trusts you with something, deliver that trust for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that anything that we give up for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, Allah will replace it with something better for us. If not today, then tomorrow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this. He said, أَنَا زَئِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَّدِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَقَ الْمِرَاءَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِيقًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's talking about now leaving things off for the sake of Allah. Leaving something for the sake of Allah and Allah replacing it with something better. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am a guarantor. Why am I a guaranteer? Rasulullah is saying, I guarantee a place, a house in the surroundings of Jannah. In the surroundings of Jannah, maybe the suburbs. In the surroundings of Jannah, for that person who gives up arguing, even when he's right. He gives up arguing, even when he's right. How many of us, this is like the hardest thing that we ever have to do. We just can't, we have to get the last word in. Especially if we know we're right. Give it up for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will replace what you gave up with something even better. And what's better than a place in Jannah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Wabi baytin, and he's guaranteeing something else. He says, Wabi baytin fi wasatil jannah, liman tarakal kadiba wa in kana maziha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah. I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for that person who gives up lying, even if he's only joking. Even if he's only joking. A house in the middle of Jannah for giving up lying. SubhanAllah. How many of us want to go out there and lie now? Is there anybody else who can give you a house in Jannah? Except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, give up lying. Don't lie. Speak the truth. And Rasulullah said, wa bi baytin fi alla al-jannah liman hassana khuluqa. Rasulullah said, in a house in the highest part of Jannah, for that person who makes his character good. He makes his character good. And becoming from the truthful people, wallahi, that's how you make your character good. Giving up lying, that's how you make your character good. So brothers and sisters, I mentioned before, and I'm just going to leave it at this, inshallah. When is it permissible for us to lie? When is it allowed for us to lie? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lying is wrong. It's impermissible. You don't lie except for three occasions. The lie that a husband tells his wife, or a wife tells her husband, to make them happy. This is allowed. This is allowed. If you tell a lie to make your wife happy, and I'm not talking about you're out the club and she says we're working, you say I was at work to make her happy. No, that's wrong. For your wife, maybe she cooked something for you and maybe it's not the best thing she's ever cooked, but you say alhamdulillah, it's good. That's permissible. The second thing was to make peace between the Muslims. Maybe I have a problem with this brother and he has a problem with me, and maybe this brother comes and he says some things to both of us to bring us back together as brothers in Islam. That's permissible. And the third type of lying that's permissible is during war. When war is going on, as part of the strategy, it's permissible to lie. But that's it, brothers and sisters. So other than that, don't tell lies. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the truthful people. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins and to join us all in Jannatul Firdaws. Allahumma ameen. ربنا تقبل منا